From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. More red flag warnings for California today as another round of hot, dry winds push in, increasing the danger of wildfires. Winds are expected to be from the north, gusting 25 to 35 miles an hour, and humidity values dropping between 10 and 20%. The high winds forcing PG&E to shut off power to about 6,000 customers in the northern part of the state, 11 counties affected. They were going to sever as many as 29,000 from the circuits, but have downgraded the number overnight. Meanwhile, PG&E was in court yesterday to answer charges for its alleged role in that Kincaid fire back in 2019. They responded by pleading not guilty to all 33 crimes they are charged with. The blaze had forced more than 200,000 residents from their homes and the largest wildfire in Sonoma County history. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is targeting three online sellers of so-called ghost guns. Those are the untraceable firearms made from build-it-yourself kits. His office says they're increasingly being used in violent crimes around the state. They're going to go after two makers of the ghost gun parts, one in San Diego, another in Tennessee. The problem is so bad, in San Francisco in 2020, nearly 50% of guns recovered in homicide cases were ghost guns. Up next, it's Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. This week, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies on patrol on the 2400 block of Myrtle Avenue saw a suspicious male exhibiting behavior consistent with attempting a car break-in. Deputies contacted the man, 20-year-old Jacob Moran, learning that Moran had an outstanding misdemeanor warrant for his arrest. As deputies tried to place Moran into custody for the warrant, he began to physically resist deputies and, while doing so, twice tried to unholster a deputy's service firearm. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.